What's up, y'all? What's up? Today, I want to talk about why you should no longer choose to be a broke coach. Let's chat.
Welcome to the Automation Mastery Podcast. This is your host, Justin Morgan of AutomationMastery.net, here to help you automate your business, master your destiny, and maximize your impact. Let's get into the episode. Let's chat.
What's up, automators? It's Justin, founder of AutomationMastery.net, here to help you, coaches, speakers, and trainers, create automated systems that save you time and help you generate more revenue. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition here of the Automation Mastery Podcast Show. What have you, all that jazz and $100, whatever, right? Excited to be here today. Excited to deliver this stuff to you today. Hope everybody's been doing well. So as usual, make sure you come in here. Tell us who you are. Tell us where you're from. And of course, tell us what you do. And if you decided to check out everything on the replay, that's okay. You're late to the party. I get it. Go ahead and just say hashtag replay. Let us know. Question for the day. And everybody's been here, I believe, okay? Question of the day. What's your revenue goal for the year? Just random question. That's question for the day for my business folks. What is your revenue goal for the year? All right, let's go ahead and say good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Morgan. Appreciate y'all being here. Everyone else, I appreciate y'all being here, no matter where y'all are watching this from. Again, make sure y'all do me a favor. There is a share button. Go ahead and hit it. It's easy for you to touch, easy for you to press, easy for you to select. Doesn't cost you a dime, doesn't cost you a thing. All it takes is a quick click. Okay, so today I wanted to hop into this particular topic that you see right here. And this idea of having no more broke coaches. At the end of the day, my goal is to get the folks to that road to 10K. That 10K level that's down there, that's my goal. And I want to help you hit those milestones. And so with that, okay, so understand I'm talking from a place of knowing, okay? Place of knowing, and I understand, right? I understand the struggle. Like, I get it. I feel it. It's in the bones. It's ingrained in the history, right? So I get it. I get the struggle. The problem is I've chosen to not keep myself in that particular lane, right? And I'm moving myself out of it. Okay, I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But what really got me in trouble, and really what is likely getting you in trouble or will get you in trouble, is this idea that you're really stepping into someone else's coaching lane. And you see the Les Browns, you see the Eric Thomases, the Ayanas, the Lisa Nichols, the, insert your favorite speaker here, right? Insert your favorite speaker here. Hello. Appreciate. He said they like the new look. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. So you're busy following that person, right? And so what happens is, understand that the lanes that Tony Robbins and that Lisa and that Ayana and Eric, Dr. Thomas, all that stuff, the Les Browns of the world, they have made their lane. And they are occupying that sucker, right? They're occupying it just like a 10-car collision backup on a two-way lane highway. That lane is done. It's shut down. And yes, you can get somewhere a little bit in those lanes, but the problem is y'all are still in that lane that's congested. Let me back up because, again, just want to make sure that y'all understand where I'm coming from with this. When I first started, right, I was a mindset guy, okay? And so everything was about mindset. everything was about mindset. Everything was about it was about mindfulness, it was about focus, all that stuff, right? All that stuff. And so when I remember going to this one networking event, and I just remember having this shame that the moment it's like, Justin, what do you do? And it's like, yeah, I'm a motivational life success coach. I didn't quite know. Like, I in that moment felt like, ooh, I just don't feel good. But I'm this young guy talking about I'm a life coach. I didn't really know how to define myself. That set myself apart from the next person that said they were a life or motivational coach. And so now that I see folks out here, and what's worse is it's instead of it being, yeah, I'm not a life coach. So the alternative is folks say I'm a transformational coach. So you're a life coach, right? I'm a success coach. So you're a life coach. Like, what does a success coach even mean? Like, what does that look like? What does that do? I succeed in what, right? I win in life in what? I transform in what? Okay, so they're just, and then you start seeing super poetic stuff where it is, I'm the silver lining coach. It's like, so what does that mean? Like, what does that do for me, right? I am the passionate prophetic coach. It's like, what does that mean? What does that do for me? There's a theme here. And so many coaches are focused on being so prophetic and poetic and making their title sound so sexy to try to break away this idea that they're in the same lane, that they still end up in the same spot. At the end of the day, it just doesn't work out. You still, when I hear those things, I still hear life coach. You're still in the same lane. And so that's one big issue, is you're stuck in a lane that's occupied. So here's the economics behind it, because I want to explain. Okay, if y'all never heard of supply and demand, it's like a straightforward model. There's a supply curve and there is a demand curve. Now, when there is a lot of supply, then usually the amount that folks can charge is cheaper. That means you have a lot of competitors all selling the same thing. And so it's kind of a race to the bottom in prices. So that's one. And then two, people are racing in the bottom of the prices because there's more people selling than there are buying. Okay. And so the sellers are at this, they are literally stuck at the whim of the buyers. Okay. The sellers are slaves to the buyers at this point in time. That is the best comparison I give. The sellers are slaves to the buyers in this comparison because they are stuck to how the buyers feel, because there's fewer buyers than there are sellers. And so the sellers are having to compete to get all the buyers. So when everybody's a life coach, you are now in this big pool of sellers to only so many people that actually want a life coach, let alone people that actually understand, let alone people that can actually afford to pay you. And so what do you do from there? So what happens at that point, right? Like, what's the thing that you do when you like, hey, so all these people want to compete, I want to win, I want to get all the clients, so what do you do? At that point in time, you go ahead and you decide that you're going to go and you're going to lower your price, right? Like, it's just the easiest, the most obvious thing to do. You're going to go out there, you're going to try to lower your price because you realize that, hey, like, all these people out here, so I'm going to have to only charge $100 per hour in order to win as a life coach. And so now the math in your business is off, because the goal, and again, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but the average amount that a life coach may make is about $62,500 per year. Okay, that's the average. Okay, that's the average. All right, and then y'all can do the math and break that stuff down. I'll save that for a whiteboard session. But at the end of the day, the math doesn't work out. So some of y'all want to hit that goal. Y'all want to hit that milestone of having this large six-figure business. You want to be able to work from a beach, you know, push the Lamborghini. Some of y'all dream that. And some of y'all just want to be able to quit your job. And that's okay too. Even that scenario, the math is off, right? Because y'all are going to have to work to get all those, again, somebody paying $100 an hour, it sounds good on paper. Like, it sounds good in your head. Until I guarantee you to work it out on paper, and you'll realize really quickly that that $100 an hour you think you're charging doesn't actually equate to that. Once you add in marketing and researching, canceled calls, the fact that you have to give up some time to do sales calls, presentations, do content, actually, you know, deal with random calls from clients with emergencies that are off schedule, all that stuff. So you think $100 an hour, one-on-one consultations all week sounds amazing. It's like this, oh, it's this amazing thing. But at the end of the day, the math doesn't work out like you would expect. Just being straight, just the math that you think you're having with this is not what you think. Like, let me explain, okay? So even in our business right now, so again, there's two sides to our business, right? There is the agency side of the business, and then there is the coaching side. And so for the longest time, I've been putting a lot of energy and time into the agency business, and it's worked out. I mean, we've got some clients, they pay, they're high ticket. It makes me feel good to see the money come in. But at the end of the day, the work is hard. It's a lot of work, takes a lot of time. And so I realized there's a limit. So again, if you kind of track a business's journey, right? There's so much of time where you're kind of doing it in your small team till you kind of explode. And then there's a time where you can hire enough people. There's a middle area here where most of us never get through. Because in this area, right? In that area right there that most of us never get through, it's where you got too many clients and too much work to actually service effectively with the time you have. And so for you, many of you are going to hit that barrier because you're charging $100 an hour, right? Or whatever a month. It really equates a lot of times less than $100 an hour. Y'all are charging $300 a month, four sessions a month, each one an hour. You do the math, okay? So most of y'all making less than that, right? A lot of coaches are making less than that. And so it just doesn't math out. At the end of the day, it doesn't math out, doesn't make sense, it doesn't work, and just ends up putting you behind, setting you back, all that stuff. Now, if y'all have been there, again, feeling like you are working too hard and getting paid not enough, just go ahead in the comments, just let me know. Like, just let me know, just raise your hand. I get it. Because even in the business of having an agency, a lot of times I feel like I'm working too hard and not getting paid enough. Justin, what? Don't you charge like high ticket? Yeah, I get charged high ticket, but it's still high amount of work. And so even right now, we are switching more to the coaching model and training model, and we're just doing a very good job of setting up our clients for success. They don't even know half of the stuff I got like planned in my head for them. The ones that are working with us now, I'm so excited for them. Well, folks, do decide. Again, y'all check us out. Boom, right there. Go ahead to apply.create10k.com. Again, it is apply.create10k.com. So y'all check us out and see how things are going and all that jazz. All right, just check that stuff out. Now, how do we fix this though? Like, what shift do we make? I don't want to just talk about problems. I want to make sure y'all get solutions. So how do we actually fix this problem? Because you're stuck here. You got the prices. I just say, hey, your prices are a problem. And so some of y'all are like, all right, well, so you're just saying I need to just raise my prices? Sure. But you won't raise your prices to the level where they matter and where they work until you address this one thing. And here's the switch that I need folks to make. And what is what I really like to focus on with our clients is not that you lack the confidence to raise your prices. And it's not that you're just afraid of raising your prices because you feel like you're overcharging people. That's the other thing. Again, you want to help people, and I get it. You aren't confident enough in the value that comes at that price. You aren't confident enough in your ability to serve your client at that level. You're not confident enough at the end of the day to get them that result. Because if you were confident that you could help 9 out of 10 people that invested in you and you can make sure that what you gave was 3 times, 5 times, 10 times more than what they paid, you'd have zero problem charging whatever price you want to, no matter what you thought the person could afford or not. If you said, Justin, look, like, these people, they need the money, they're broke, like, I can't, they can't afford for me to charge them. Maybe I'm a finance coach. And so you're like, hey, Justin, I work with folks who are, like, they're low income, they can't afford it. I say, well, if you're really that sweet and they really that and they really need it and you can really make them some money, why not? Again, I'm not all about, you know, having folks borrow cash, but I've seen this happen where it's like, hey, well, then if they borrow the deposit and then you make them the deposit back or whatever it is, maybe don't even depart a deposit. Maybe you say, hey, look, the program is $5,000. All I need is $500 from you today. I know you got that. And then within the first week, you find a way to save them, make them, help them invest, and get them $1,000 back, right? Why wouldn't, okay? Why wouldn't they pay you at that point? Why wouldn't you charge whatever you want to charge at that point? Remember, I was talking to one guy who does accounting guy, and get we partner up and we talk, and he should be on the show at some point, so we'll talk about it. But one thing he talks about is how he makes his clients more than what he charges. So he pretty much makes sure that he's paying for himself and then some. So if you're an accountant and you save the person that you're working with and working for, right? So if you say you charge $5,000, but you save them $5,000 in taxes, you've paid for yourself. But you've also set them up to save in taxes and money year after year after year because they know things now they didn't know before. So you got to keep that in mind. It's not just you not being comfortable about the price. It's not just you being uncomfortable because of the people. It's because you don't have enough confidence in the value that you're offering. And so what we do with our clients is we make sure, again, when I talk about automation, I talk about systems, I talk about offers. And I make sure that your offer is, one, no longer this generic thing that speaks to everybody and just sticks you in the same lane as people that already exist. We go beyond that. I make sure that you have an offer together that really solves all the problems and truly gets to and focuses on a result. And when you do that, it makes life so much easier. You can pretty much charge what you want when you can be result focused and driven. So that's one. And then two, and my clients don't even know this yet, right? A little bit of shocker. They don't even know this yet. So I focus on that. So where they can charge what it's worth. Now, it don't have to be a high ticket. Okay, don't get this wrong. I'm not saying that everybody has to charge high ticket. I'm saying you should charge what's appropriate at the value you offer that fits in with your lifestyle and achieves the goals that you want to hit. It just so happens that oftentimes charging more is the way to get there. That's one. The other two is creating hands-off, easy, recurring revenue, which is, again, not something that I'm working with. They will get to that point, right? It's the one thing at a time. That's going to be the next shift I really work on with my clients is helping them go from, hey, I gotta rely on going out here and pounding the pavement every single day to having some mechanisms that make life easier, that grows, right, and runs more itself because they have the proper infrastructure, the proper relationships, and the proper products in place that allow them to do it. So that is what we're doing to help folks to stop being hashtag no more broke coaches. So if y'all want in, go ahead and apply there at apply.create10k.com. Again, that is apply.create10k.com. All right. So do me a favor. Share this with a friend. Share this with a family member. And, of course, Shut up with somebody you don't like, because maybe they'll like you after they get the goods from this here training. All right, so I appreciate y'all. See y'all in the next one. As usual, treat each day as a building block to a better future. Peace.